So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. But most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
But the speaker himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him.
Thanks for not making a big deal about my birthday, guys. I knew they'd be like, oh, it's your birthday? I'm like, you guys, I know.
And we are live. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 91 of the Octavarius Podcast.
Whoa.
Delicious ginger ale. I'm drinking a Canada Dry ginger ale now.
Canada's the driest
country.
I'll
do it after roll call. Mm.
All the flavor, none of the patriotism. Canada Dry. Hey,
they like their country quite a bit, I think.
None of the patriotism.
Canada. Dude, free healthcare, man, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Dude, I take that.
Please.
You know, one thing I question is why the Canada Dry cans are pushing the Captain America movie. That's what confuses me.
It's an oxymoron.
Also, I believe Canada Dry is made in Texas.
Canada Dry, while we're doing this, is made in Plano, Texas. Zip code 75024.
Why do you know
that? Well, maybe the recipe is from Canada.
It's part of the Dr. Pepper 7-Up company. So the name is a lie, it seems.
Well, isn't that owned by Pepsi?
Find that made on a mountain.
Dr. Pepper doesn't have a doctor.
That's what I really thought.
Yeah. Hey, what say we start off at the far end of the room and sound off?
Hey, it's Nick.
Hello, it's LP.
Hi, it's Scott.
It's Costelvi.
It's a cloud.
It's Brian.
It is a team.
It is a kid.
And it's a marca.
And he turned into Italian real quick.
Yeah. It made that progression.
Is there a difference?
Is there a mailbag?
I don't know. Let me check. Oh, look, it's right here. It's a pretty spooky mailbag because you think it looks like a one type of envelope, but then it opens up to be a different type of... And it doesn't quite make the sounds I was anticipating.
No, it doesn't.
Bracelet, so.
That made a noise, though.
There we go.
Sorry, I tried to code it.
Well, I'll just open Brian's mail, then.
Great. I hope
this
he got
some good mail. This won't be an Octavarius question. It'll just be the B-Wo.
It'll probably just be a bill or something.
Well, now you'll all know what my inner thoughts are.
Okay. This one comes from Greg Host. Oh, he signed it.
It's me, Mark.
Or Greg Host.
No, it's to you.
Yeah, it was a mail address to you, it says right there.
Yeah, you're throwing it out.
It's a federal offense.
Greg writes, "Hey, Brian, I have been mailing the Octavarius mailbag for like months now, and it never gets in. But I figure you're probably like the coolest one, so I just hit up you directly. Because I have some burning questions about spooky stuff like ghosts and ghouls and Halloween. And there's every time I look for Halloween stuff, I just find girls dressed up all slutty. And then that distracts me so much that I never finish my search. So I was hoping that you could get your friends and you to tell me all about some Halloween spooky stuff. Oh, and also, can you tell Costelvi happy birthday to Boo?" Signed, G Host.
Thanks, G.
G-host.
Oh, I get it.
Thanks for writing me, Greg. I'll make sure to tell Costelvi happy birthday to Boo.
Well, when are you going to do that?
When I'm goddamn ready.
Better be before midnight.
Yeah.
So we're talking Halloween, or as I call it, Hello Scream.
Or the Octavarius event, Hollow Scream.
Oh yeah, is it supposed to be Hello Scream?
It's supposed to be Hello Scream.
Oops.
Which I hope people understand. Multiple shitty puns.
No, now it's like a hall, like a spooky hallway.
Ooh.
Don't
you don't have a pass.
So, Nick and Mark, you guys went to Hunting Ridge Elementary. Mm-hmm.
Where love is forever.
Fighting hunters.
Do you remember the spooky Halloween song?
Spooky Ridge.
What?
Yeah, remember the brains.
I just remember the Fremd High School, or not Fremd, the Hunting Ridge, like, Be Courteous song.
There's something we did every Halloween where, like,
wait, be courteous? Like, just...
And be polite.
Can you
that
say,
was not just, part of it at just, all.
That's not. Well, can one? Can you sing one of those songs? I'd rather hear the song than your.
Do the spooky stuff. One. Do the spooky one.
Oh, that was the lengthy one where, like, Miss Leaf, the music teacher, would split up the room and, like, you guys are the witches. You guys are skeletons. You guys are mummies. And, like, whenever your present song came out, you'd come into all the room and, like, do your thing.
It was really unfortunate.
Separations, like, sort of racist.
Well, it's weird because the song was just Peter and the Wolf, so no one ever got to sing.
I do remember the song you were talking about, Mark.
Is that it?
Great, and now the mummies. All right, that's plenty.
Can we write Peter and the Werewolf?
Actually, I'm surprised. That's got to be written by now.
Maybe.
The other song Bing went, I believe, okay. Went...
Do it, Mark.
Bing it, so we don't find the answer.
Bing that shit.
The other song goes, be courteous, respect others, be ready to learn, and be safe. These are the expectations at Hunting Ridge. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
It's like it sounds like it was a doo-wop sort of song.
Only here in the werewolf things I'm finding is an orchestra concert.
Yeah, I found that quicker through Google.
Bing!
Yeah.
Neil Tobin Necromancer Halloween concert. A lot of concerts.
Online concerts.
I guess it would be if it's Peter and the Wolf. Right,
I get well. This the one I'm saying that I'm seeing PeterandTheWerewolf.com. It says it's a not just for Halloween version of Peter and the Wolf. It seems like it's just Peter and the Wolf, but it happens to be around Halloween,
so they
feel entitled to change the name of the piece.
I enjoy a lot of the Halloween pageantry.
Oh yeah,
I think that's fun, but I've never been a big Halloween dude. I just like to participate, but I know, like, supposedly Halloween, people spend more money now on Halloween than they do on Christmas.
It's true.
And what? I don't.
That seems unlikely.
There's no way.
No, more money is spent
I believe
in the
United
States of America.
I believe it
Halloween.
Only because I am a Halloween guy. And
what do
I,
you do as
wait,
a Halloween
wait,
guy?
Real quick pause. More money in America.
Yeah.
Spent on Halloween.
That must mean on decorations alone.
I think that is the...
Yeah. There's not a chance in hell that Halloween has a higher revenue than Christmas. And presents included? There's
no
way people buy cars.
Yeah, I think we're just talking decking out the place.
It's okay to be wrong, Cloud. People are wrong all the time.
I'm banging it as you spell.
It could also be revenue on that day, too.
This is 2007.
Fuck you, there was a recent article. It said each person spent... an average of like $70 in Halloween.
It says in 2009.
$300 at least.
Look, William Wallace the Cow.
Snopes.com. Are you guys familiar with Snopes?
Yes.
It is the myth is that Halloween is the second biggest U.S. holiday in terms of retail sales. False. Halloween gets about $5 billion. Winter's Christmas about $457.4 billion. Strange how it would be that Keith would be so right.
I guess I was just terribly misinformed.
Oh, my boner's so big.
It's possible that it's more now than it has been in previous years.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
$5 billion's a lot for one day.
You can just look and see. Yes, obviously it's grown exponentially since we were children.
It's like adult play day.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
I also heard another theory going on that I could be way off on that, so I'm going to start off with saying that, but that more people, in terms of, like, at least in Chicago, I heard this, drink at bars on Halloween versus, I could be wrong.
Versus Christmas Day.
versus St. Patrick's Day. I heard that.
I believe that, too. I mean, there's more incentive. Like, the bar I'm working at, we always have a giant Halloween thing. It's awesome. We give away a $200 cash prize every year for the best costume.
Sweet.
Last year's, I forget what last year's winner.
One
of them was the Ambiguously Gay Duo. The winners last year, or the winners 2 years ago, was the Ambiguously Gay Duo. And then, like, people showed up as the entire cast of Tropic Thunder one time. That was awesome.
Well, that's really cool.
They didn't win because they were drunk, and I had, like, a tray filled with, like, like 20 shots, and they made me spill it all over myself. So
oh, what a day!
Yeah, that would make somebody lose.
I disqualified them immediately.
Yeah, you lose.
Yeah, I'd believe it though, because when you're drinking at a Halloween party or at a bar, doing a Halloween party or whatever, you're wearing a mask, or you know. Figuratively, at least, you've got some sort of barrier between. Disguise. You've got a barrier in between you and the outside world.
You can do whatever you want when you have like a mask.
No,
makeup
no,
on.
No.
It's also Halloween, and it's an excuse for women to dress sluttily. Mm-hmm. Whereas St. Patrick's Day or other holidays, they don't necessarily have that same excuse. It's almost like expected.
Yeah.
To be a slut,
which is encourages people to drink more.
I'm actually going to call something right now. I'm willing to make a gentleman...
The guest Rick in the chat room is agreeing with me. What a Rick is.
Nice job, Rick.
I'm going to make a gentleman's bet right now that at our Halloween show this coming Sunday at Comedy Sports, 7 p.m., 929 West Belmont, there will be at least one person in the audience dressed as a sexy bumblebee.
No, dude.
There almost is always.
There wasn't that. Was there one last year?
Look, the sexy bumblebee costume is a very affordable costume. And if you are a young lady looking for an affordable sexy costume, the sexy bumblebee is always there.
It's a confusingly popular costume.
But you know what's sad is that over the years, the amount of sexy bumblebees in public has seriously declined. It's a very big problem in America.
That's true. Over a quarter of the sexy bumblebee population in the U.S.
Well, and it's bad because those sexy bumblebees will, like, you know, bump up against people dressed as flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
And
guys,
you're really
on fucking crazy today, dude.
Well, it's funny, though. I was talking to Abby at last night's show, and she's dressing up as a slutty pterodactyl.
Awesome!
And she was telling me that I think it's American Apparel has like just a bunch of slutty, ridiculous costumes. Like she was like, I was either going to be the slutty pterodactyl or the slutty refrigerator.
Slutty shower.
Wow.
And I was thinking, slutty refrigerator has got to be like the most hilariously confusing, sexy
awesome.
Thing ever.
Brian, did someone tell you that there is a sexy Eskimo costume?
I made a
sexy Eskimo.
That was fucking hot.
But now there's an actual like one you can buy.
To the guy that goes home with that girl, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's that mine. It's all mine.
Well, that was great looking.
I feel like Halloween, you should make your own costume. Or I feel it's so much more important to make your own costume than just buy one.
It's got
to
be a labor of love.
It really should be, because especially you slutty girls, you have enough garbage clothing, you can whittle together something that's stupid and still slutty enough. No. Then risk going somewhere and being dressed like another girl. How embarrassing. On the day where everybody gets to masquerade in whatever they want, you're dressed like two other scary cats that are sexy?
Keith, isn't it possible that girls are just not creative? And
yes.
I
guess it is.
It's your chance to be creative and... Yeah.
And if they're not creative, I bet they have a...
A couple years ago, that was really funny.
I was sexy janitor.
Well, there's also people who go against the sexy stigma, try to fight that.
Uh-huh.
I know my girlfriend...
It's so sexy.
She never dresses in a sexy... It always is like a costume, and as much as I'd much prefer her to be in some sort of sexy outfit for me... She went as a Care Bear one year, and like not like a sex, like as a Care Bear, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's cute. Yeah, I see
man,
it all
I
the
really
time.
Wish I had a picture of like just you making
not?
Out
what
with a Care Bear.
Wait, see Care Bears all the time.
I see her as a Care Bear all the time.
Yeah. Tell me though, like, do you really want to like your girlfriend is well endowed? Now, if she were to go out,
she's got big tits.
Yeah, she's got big tits.
A lot of money.
Yeah, she's got lots of money. But I mean, if she dresses like a slut outdoors and you guys go to a bar, like you have to deal with all the dudes hitting on her, and you've got to be that boyfriend.
Well, the thing is, I got to be that guy all the time. That's what comes with the territory.
That's why you
need
me
around
you,
man. I mean, I have to deal with being that guy, being like, all right, back away. Yeah, I see.
Dude,
you.
I know you like Care Bears.
See what's happening.
She's
here.
Mine.
You can leave now.
I'm pushing that rainbow on her tummy.
Well, I've had girlfriends, the last time, few times I've had girlfriends around Halloween time, their inclination is always that they want to dress like a guy, and I'm like, no, that's not okay. I really don't want to have to make out with a girl wearing a fake mustache when I'm real drunk on Halloween. I really would rather you be real sexy.
You don't want to be like macking up on Wario.
Exactly. Or Sherlock Holmes or whatever it is.
Totally mac all up on Wario. I don't give no
fuck. I would prefer Wario, actually.
No, sexy Sherlock Holmes is a great costume.
No, not sexy, Sherlock just Holmes. Sherlock Holmes. That is
I'm thinking Sherlock Holmes with like big old titties and the navel showing, but a huge mustache.
RJ, yeah, RJ in the chat room just sent us a link of a sexy shower costume. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
He says it's $60.
That's a lot of money for a fucking.
Yeah, that's.
It's a shower curtain.
It is.
I think it's a little. To be honest, Castelvi, I don't think it's that good. I'd rather the girl just get a badass shower curtain. And
I
want to
get
sexy.
Like real faucets out of.
Oh,
movies.
I get it.
Yeah.
Her titties have like faucet things on them.
Yeah,
hot
but
and cold.
You can get rid of like, at least
but they don't
like,
work.
You could go to Menards for cheap and
get
some fucking faucets
real ones. And like mint.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot funnier to have actual like hardware on your shirt.
And like make a shower curtain dress.
And get one of those like backpacks that have water in them, like when you're biking.
Dude,
and
that'd
just
be
having,
awesome.
Like,
what about
and, like,
yeah? That's
go big or go home.
The Karate Kid shower curtain.
Dude, that's the best one.
Yeah, I feel like it's cheap to just buy a costume and keep the same. But I feel. Do you guys feel that in the recent years, Halloween has gotten sexier?
Oh yeah.
Or is
yeah.
it getting older? Or
I don't know if I'm. That's the thing. I don't know if I'm getting older or it's getting sexier.
I think it's definitely
think
it's
getting sexier.
It's definitely getting. It's, kind of like
I don't
grade.
Think it has gotten sexier in the last like. I think it hit that point, like about in the early 2000s. Like post 9/11 world, I feel
we need Halloween we need sexy. Some sexy after the tragedy.
In the post 9/11 world, I think Halloween got sexy, and then after that,
weird correlation. Bakula does not seem to agree.
He is covering his mouth and laughing.
Well, that's about when it happened. I feel like
sure. Correlation does not imply causality
no,
necessarily.
No, not necessarily. But I feel like somewhere around 02, 03. Shit started getting really big, and they
called. That's about the time that you were still in your teens.
But I remember it being called out in films around that time as well.
I think that it's not Halloween itself is getting sexier. It's, society and entertainment is getting sexier. Mm-hmm. I would say. I mean, would you disagree?
I don't think society's got or entertainment's gotten that much sexier.
Really,
sure,
really,
you know what? You know
really?
What? You know. Listen, I just watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Great film.
We were just talking about this a few podcasts ago that I'd never seen it, and I watched it.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
And I loved it. It was a great movie. But my point is, we were watching it, and my wife goes to me, and she looks at the characters on the screen, and she goes, man, this is when people could look like characters. I mean, think about it today. In a movie, if they made that movie today, it'd be all semi-attractive to really hot guys.
They made this comment that people like Al Pacino and De Niro back in the 70s, and Jack Nicholson, for that matter, would not, if you switch the time periods, would not have gotten the roles they would have gotten.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that was a that's
right,
cool.
It's a different time, because it's gotten sexier.
No, I don't
think
it's
natural selection.
I don't think it's necessarily gotten sexier. I think that also had to do with what was fashionable at the time.
Society.
Society is a lot sexier.
Yeah, fine.
Girls
we're not as uptight.
Some people found that shit sexy. I don't know. I mean,
they were wrong.
At the time, people's taste changes.
It's scary going back to like my high school and stuff, and just I feel like
time travel is wrong.
It's scary. You're afraid to touch everything.
It's dangerous too.
But they'll, like, see, or even just, like, I remember I passed by junior high, and I'm like, oh my god, were we this slutty growing up? Like, I feel like girls really are getting sluttier, younger and younger.
No, they were pretty slutty when I was a kid.
Clothes have also gotten tighter.
Yeah.
No, man, they fucking had, there were girls that wore tight shit and short shit in the 70s and the 80s, too.
In the 90s, the big thing was midriffs and short skirts. Just think of the movie Scream. Does everyone remember, or Clueless? Remember Scream or Clueless? They were all, it was like their whole midriff was showing, and that was the big thing. Now it's like the pants are low and the ass crack showing, and that's the big thing. And then in like a couple of years, it's going to be out like the fucking nape of her neck is showing.
Yeah, everybody's showing something at some point.
It's different.
I don't feel like it's that much sexier.
100 years ago, ankles were fucking
like
thing.
Whole butt.
Whole butt.
Whole butt.
Dude, I can't wait till it gets to be whole butt.
Whole butt.
Can't wait for whole butt.
You're just wearing front pants.
Dude, I would fucking love.
Then we would have like whole butt Eskimo costumes. We'd have like whole butt Wario, whole butt Sherlock.
Whole butt sounds hilarious.
Whole butt.
Sounds like a cereal.
Wow. She was looking great. We went out for our anniversary dinner, and God, she just looked amazing. Her dress, whole butt.
She whole butted for you.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank whole God butt. They call it whole butt, which sounds a lot more appealing than if you just reverse it.
But heyo.
Oh yeah, she was looking real good.
It's the same
butthole.
Whole butt.
Whole butt.
Almost like
or
the
you
hole
could see
of a
her
ship.
Butt through her butthole.
Her butt.
Yeah, there would be a butthole.
I don't feel.
I'm not gonna search.
No, it's. I feel like the pants for it to be a butthole, there has to be a waistband. I'm envisioning it's like a low cut V neck on the back that shows the whole butt.
Oh. Just goes down all. The
I
way.
Think those outfits exist.
That one's called.
You're talking like a V neck shorts,
butt comma hole,
yeah.
Right? I think that exists. I'm gonna look
in
it up.
That?
Can you just type in
a V-neck butt V-neck shorts is what I'm searching.
V-neck
shorts, what is?
Well, Bing is just going to think that you mean shirts.
Nope, I'm going to images.
Damn it! Bing thinks it's shirts, dude.
Stupid Bing.
Bing has beat you.
Bing
what
is a decision engine, and it knows this is the wrong decision.
not if I put pants.
This is also because I and O are pretty close
just
together.
Just type in
pants.
Whole butt pants.
Why am I whole butt pants? V-neck pants. There's nothing for V-neck pants. I'm sorry, guys. It's probably called something else.
You looked up whole butt?
I'm going to get porn, dude. I know it.
No, if it's got a
whole
W.
Whole butt or butthole?
Although,
whole butt.
RJ is
like
in the...
whole butt pants?
RJ's in the chat room right now.
It's like butt stain.
RJ is in the chat room right now, and he says the first link on Google for whole butt is finger in your butthole, spelled W-H-O-L.
Oh, shit. Man, RJ, you on top of this. He's on the Urban Dictionary now for V-neck pants.
Yeah, but read the definition. This is not a definition.
I'm on Mark's computer.
This is not a dictionary. I'll read it for you.
All right, please.
Hey. One, V-neck pants. Definition. This is what it looks like when I walk into a Starbucks with my dick out. In a sentence. Look, I can see his dong through his V-neck pants.
I tried to put Octavarius in Urban Dictionary and they said no, but this is fucking in there. This is ridiculous.
I think you just have to make the entry.
I did. I made the entry. Oh, yeah. I submitted it to them. And then they didn't accept it.
Well, maybe if you said that Octavirus meant when you walk into a caribou with your dick out.
I did. To be fair, I did say it was a space monster from the stars. So that might have took them off. I guess if it was V-neck pants.
It says this is what it looks like when I walk into a Starbucks. That's so specific to whoever made that.
Right, Urban Dictionary, look up V-neck pants.
Right? What's the name of the guy that wrote it?
Sneakix. Is his name.
Wait, was it dark pants time?
What? You see this dark pants time?
Yeah, go over his name.
Oh, okay. These are the things that Sneakix has also written 8 other definitions, including 7 jeans, Million Man Math, and Dark Pants Time. Like, all right,
might I hear Dark Pants Time?
I'm more interested in Millionaire Math.
It's probably about pooping his pants.
Dark.
That's true. It's what it looks like when I poop my pants at Starbucks.
Hero, dear.
This section is just...
Dark pants time when you are so excited that you may mess your pants, hence you need dark pants.
Oh boy, it's dark pants time.
When I saw her bend over, I knew it was dark pants time. Dark pants time.
When I saw her bend over, I just pooped. I pooped.
And this has been Octavarius' audience follows Castelvi around the internet.
One thing I think for Halloween that is just, at some point people were like, let's wear slutty costumes. Their boyfriends probably loved it. All their friends got all jealous because of how much attention they got. And everyone had an awesome time. And it's a great example of just everyone having an awesome time. And then it keeps going. Like, the only motivation against everyone wearing slutty things
is that people don't like that everyone's wearing slutty things from like some sort of moral standpoint.
Yeah, I think the moral standpoint is it is sexist. It's sexist in the sense.
But it's right. But there are no.
Have to. I get it. I'm not
a sexy Eskimo.
Listen, I know. I get it.
When, but like, no one's making anybody do that. Foot. I guess that's, saying. But like, I agree, but like, no one's forcing it on anyone. I guess maybe peer
Listen,
pressure.
I'm agreeing with you. You're right. It's awesome all the time. But I think you're right. No one's forcing anyone to be in a slutty outfit. Although that's, I guess you might get chastised by people of your own gender for not being of that.
But you'd also get chastised for being slutty. Like, they'd be like, oh, you're just trying to be slutty.
Women are different. Isn't that right, Cloud?
Right.
Okay, good.
I totally enjoyed the attention I got for being a sexy Eskimo.
But it's different for a woman, though. You're objectified. I don't think you were objectified.
Yeah. I was totally objectified. I was looking great.
All right. I feel like you believe you were objectified.
Ooh, once I was objectified.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I did a show once for an all-girl like school audience. It was like an all-Catholic girl school, and they were nuts. And we always, beginning of the show with MI, we run through the audience, and you sort of like pump them up, and I always high-five them. When I ran through, like, I got two pinches and a slap on the butt. If I was whole butt,
wait, how old
oh my god.
These girls?
These are all like 18, 19, 20
okay,
college
so it's legal.
Age girls, yes. I mean, it's not illegal for them to touch me.
Is it?
I think if they just force it on them, I don't think they get in trouble.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't know. I hope I don't, because that sucks.
That doesn't seem fair.
No. But it was very weird. It was a very crazy sexual drive from that audience, wanting to berate us and belittle us as a group and a whole. A whole.
Yeah. Well, like, there's no guys that come in their school. It's an all-girls school.
Dude, they went nuts.
So,
and
like,
they all put
Nazis.
On, like, makeup and got good... Like, half of them got real nice-looking to be impressive. The other half dressed like 17-year-old guys in just shitty sweatpants and That's a loose, right. like, basketball shirt and just, like, being gross because they have no one to impress. They
yes,
don't
that,
care
yeah,
about impressing one another at the all-girl school.
Mm.
And so they're all, like, half of them got real nice because there were boys coming in, and half of them were like, fuck that.
That's where those sweatpants girls in college come from.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. Huh. Girls
yeah.
that went to all-girl schools,
yeah.
and they just wear, like, sweats all around college.
I think but I think most of us in this group have stripped on stage before.
Oh, yeah.
Am I not mistaken?
I think most of us.
Yeah.
Have.
Sure?
yeah.
Maybe not Cloud.
I think I have.
You have too.
When did I strip on stage?
You must have. I would always love.
Are we talking?
Remember when we had this slap fast?
I've seen you in a bra and panties.
Theater of Ted, man. That's
right.
A lot of stuff.
I mean, when you're saying strip, Castelvi, are you counting underwear?
We ain't talking like whole dick.
I'm down to your skivvies. I'll go down to the skivvies because I don't think anyone's naked on Halloween, which is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about like Octavarius.
I will even say for Octavarius, you've had. Remember, we had a slap
on stage.
Right?
I've been down to my white. I've had to wear whitey tighties before on stage.
Exactly. Well, so I mean, it's not. It's not a matter of. You can totally get down. You're not like.
I have no
tight.
Shame. I just have to shave my chest. I have no shame.
And that's just for one day. And this is just one day out of the year that
the
women get to do this. That everyone gets to be objectified if they just
LP had his sexy man chest out yesterday in the show.
Yeah,
that's
that
right.
was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
That looked pretty good, man.
I feel like at this point it's just no big deal for any of us to dress sexily on stage. It's the funniest option.
I'm not very into it.
He does it
very into
spitefully.
He's handsome himself.
Yeah. Actually, my idea for Halloween this year, if I was going to have time, unfortunately, I'm flying to D.C. on Friday and getting back in on Sunday, so I'm missing pretty much all the Halloween fun. But my plan was, if I was doing Halloween activities, is I was going to be evil Keith Handsome.
Oh, that's right.
And I was just going to unveil a new version of Keith Handsome at Halloween during the Halloween show, and I was going to be bad.
Oh, I would have loved that.
And I was going to make. That I was just going to so have a black. I was basically going to look like Stone Cold, like how the Haberdasher looked, but still with the tall boots, and with the sexy hair and like dark sunglasses or something.
I would have loved that. That would have been so funny.
Or maybe red. Red would be good too.
I'm actually also missing the Halloween fun because I'll be in Iowa at a science fiction convention.
What? Mark has all the fun.
Yeah. Well, I've been going since I was a kid. So it's not quite as lame, but it's still really lame.
You're in Iowa for a science fiction
convention. Well, it's not just any science fiction convention. Doesn't it have a focus?
Yeah, it's science fiction writing, which is actually how most of them... That's how the original convention started, actually, around writing. And I went because my neighbors... Or my best friend growing up, his
RJ
dad.
Goes, nerd! I was thinking it.
My best friend growing up, his dad is a science fiction writer. And when he was in college, he helped start this convention. And so he goes back all the time. And then he goes to lots of other ones. Like, he'll get invited and stuff. Because that's where he went to college. And also, the Midwest was like where a lot of that started. Like, one of the first ones was in Minneapolis. And that was, it was like one of the first bigger ones for the Midwest.
Sci-fi.
I don't believe it.
Now, Mark, would there be notable sci-fi icons, like sci-fi literature icons, like authors and stuff at these events?
This one is smaller. Last year they had Cory Doctorow, who I love, but I don't actually like his writing.
Who that is?
Oh, he's his writing is pretty good, but as he's also a digital rights activist, so he's one of the editors for Boing Boing.
Oh, and cool.
He wrote book. Yeah, he wrote a book called Little Brother, which is a young adult book about how to... basically, it's a story teaching young people how to have civil disobedience.
Nice.
Like, as in Big Brother, but for kids. And he's written a lot of, like, really fun books. And he himself is really cool. So he was a guest, and that was awesome. And then there's a bunch of people you'd know...
And you're going to this weekend?
Yeah. So this upcoming weekend.
So you're not going to be at my party?
No, intentionally.
Wow,
and fuck
that's
you.
That's a
I'm not going to be there either.
Wow.
Can I just
I'm really sad about it, though, because I'm missing Halloween, which is such a fun time.
I'm upset about it. I'm really going to be sad come this weekend when I'm not around any of my friends on Halloween.
And,
it's going to be shitty.
And the thing that's weird...
On that
Friday and Saturday.
Both.
Days are...
We went to ISU. Halloween lasts 3 days.
It starts Thursday. And especially this year, Halloween's on Monday. It's going to be a Thursday through Monday night activity at colleges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll take the whole weekend and the day.
People are going to have multiple costumes. Like
they always do.
Did
just
you guys
to change.
Do multiple costumes? I
had... When
yes.
I got to ISU, we all went to
last
Illinois
year,
State.
Yeah.
I quickly learned that it was 4 days. Was the I think I had one costume that was really good, and then all of my friends had other multiple costumes.
It was a marathon.
It was ridiculous. I had I peaked way too early when I was in college. I had this awesome costume freshman year. That was hilarious.
What was it?
I was Rock Out with Your Cock Out. I bought this foam dick from Spencer's, and I put it in my zipper.
From Spencer's? No.
Spencer's, yes.
No.
And it was just hanging out of my pants, and it was like huge and like fuzzy. And I had a Rock Out with Your Cock Out trucker hat, which was stylish at the time.
You were proud of this?
At the time, it was...
Oh, man.
Dude, people talked about that costume for years. I ran into people all the time. They'd be like, "You're the Rock Out with Your Cock Out guy.
You're that freak with the foam dick."
I swear to you, for years people would talk to me about it. I kid you not. But then after that, you had to have 4 costumes for the year, or people would be like, "Oh, what were you? Power Ranger or something." And then it would not go over well.
I remember, just last year I ended up having 2 costumes out of necessity because I fucked up. I waited too long. I remember, I think it was the weekend of Halloween because we were doing a Halloween show last year. I had to go to Party City at the last minute and get something that was left. And I ended up getting a Waldo costume. So that's what led me to buying some face paint and going to our Halloween show as Werewaldo.
The problem is you look...
That was great.
Like, you're acting but you looked like you were in blackface the whole time.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that then. I saw that once hundreds of pictures were taken of me.
You were blackface Waldo.
Blackface fanged Waldo.
Fanged was key.
I didn't get your name until like way after. And I was like, where's Waldo?
A lot of people didn't guess what I was.
Oh, I love that one.
But
it's a pun though, so I would.
Until then, I saw the photos.
Mm-hmm.
I was with you, Tans.
Yeah, I thought it was terribly clever. Much cleverer than my balloon.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that was a perfect example. Like, you have, for the guys, it's either, it has to be like a joke, I think. Like, the,
or
the,
just,
your costume has to be a joke.
Or it has to be really well done. Yes. If you go as a very, if you go as a recognizable character, like from a movie or something, and you just go all out, and it's clear that you spent like $400, like all the fuckers that went as the Joker a couple of years back. There was always that one or two Jokers.
I was an awesome Two-Face.
When were you Two-Face?
I think you were still, it was our first year in Chicago. I think you guys, you were still
it was
quiet,
fall of 07.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I might not have seen
it. I still had my makeup kit, and I just went all out on my Two-Face costume. It was awesome.
What were your clothes like?
I took a shirt, an old shirt, and like I ripped up the entire, like just shredded part of it. The other part, like I ironed, kept that in, and just spent like an hour in Brian's bathroom at, Brian's old place, just fucking up the left, or the actual side part of my face. It was awesome.
I went as Commissioner Gordon because I had that mustache, and if I do my hair right, and I just wore the right clothes, I look like Gordon.
Man, Bebo, you've gotten so much mileage out of that mustache.
That's one of the greatest purchases I've ever made. This fake mustache that I wear in multiple shows, it was like $5 at a costume shop. It's just such a good mustache. And Castelvi wore it once. Has anyone else in here wore the mustache? Yeah, LP wore it. Like, oh yeah, it's just so fun.
Very useful.
Does anybody have like an all-time favorite costume?
Yeah.
Well, this is our third annual podcast of this Halloween Halloween podcast. Yeah. By the way, just let FYI. So if this is a repeat for RJ, I apologize.
Our minds have molded.
This
since
is our
then.
Third Halloween podcast.
Yeah,
right.
Look out.
No, yeah, right.
No, it wouldn't have been.
It's the second one.
No, we're at 91.
We're at 91, man.
Okay.
Time for
second
fun.
One. I was like, don't be an asshole, RJ. Don't say that.
Well, LP, what's your favorite?
Oh, the Scarlet Spider.
I thought that was a pretty badass costume.
Well, it was the one my mother made me the vest, and she made me the actual costume when I was a kid, and she made me that vest, and then I loved it so much I kept it, and now that we do these shows, I was like, the perfect time to reuse it. That's so I made myself a new adult Scarlet Spider costume. You can also pictures of if you.
I still think mine and Keith's Batman and Batman at Halloween together was, it's a simple idea, but damn it, it worked.
Yeah, it did.
Both going as Batman and being like, you just came as Batman. Like, no, I came as Batman. And my friend came as Batman.
And like so being at Halloween parties and always like never being more than 10 feet away from one another.
And high fiving or doing the same things as much as possible.
It was
cool. Well, the best part was I think there was another Batman at the party.
No, I think there was like a Joker and a penguin Joker. Or something like that.
Yeah,
there was no it wasn't Riddler. The penguin, it was the Riddler. Was
yeah,
the
yeah,
Riddler.
Yeah.
It was a black Riddler.
I thought there was like a
black Riddler.
Oh, that's what it was.
He looked awesome. But yeah, I know but he was black.
But it was great seeing them enter the party and be like, ah, two Batman already.
But this
don't matter for costumes.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. But I remember that time because I was working at the Orbit Room at that time, and I came without a costume. And I remember how out of place I felt in a costume party.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, like, but you see those guys that are at these costume parties without a costume, and this is the time that you were like, fuck you.
Don't you ever want to be like, get out.
I do.
Get out of here.
It's like,
what are you doing? All of us are having a good time and you wore jeans and a like vaguely white t-shirt.
Get the fuck out.
Get out of here.
You're not getting my homemade hummus.
Nice
like,
orange
fuck you.
Faded
my
cap.
My worst are like the ones that are like, I came as myself.
Shut up,
yeah,
get
Mario,
out.
Mario's notorious for that.
I hate that
off.
Shit.
I am like, dude, so you didn't buy a costume.
So you don't care. So that's what
that's what it is.
Do you guys have any beer?
I had a lot. I was so big into like making the goofiest costume ever. Where I went as like an arcade style Pac-Man game. Like a stand-up Pac-Man machine. I took a refrigerator box and I cut a hole in it, and then I cut the corners in so I could push it back and set in with just plastic wrap is what I used as the screen. Then I took a Tootsie Roll Pop and made it black and made it a joystick.
Nice.
And then put sponges for buttons, so they sort of pressed in, and they were colored, and I cut them into a circle. And then I had the whole thing spray painted black, and I just spray painted a giant Pac-Man on the front. That's and then awesome. I put little slots on the sides so I could put my hands through, and they were like handles. So I could lift it up like you would sort of lift up a skirt or something to go up the stairs. Because yeah. I realized, how was I supposed to move it? How could I carry it?
Was this thing terribly cumbersome?
It was the biggest pain in the world. I wore it to high school and wore it the whole day. And there was and it was ridiculous. I had to just put this giant box in the back of the classroom. There was one time where, I think it was the fourth or fifth time I was going up and down the stairs. I was just so not paying attention to the last time, and I was going up the stairs, and I just didn't take the right step. I was halfway up, and I just stepped on the box rather than stepping on the stair. Like, I didn't lift it as I was stepping.
No.
And I caught it and just tripped forward. And just the box fell, and then I fell and hit the box. And then I was on the stairs, so I just slid out because it was a 45-degree angle. And I just slid right out of the box down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
See, I imagine that the box was very hot to be in. So the way I imagine you, Keith, is that you're just wearing, like, pants and then suspenders to keep the box up.
No, I carry it. I never, if I let go of it, it would just drop to the ground. And I would hunch inside of it. And, because I could see through the screen, and people would come up, and if they wanted to play games, I would just play out the games with my hands. So I played Pac-Man. Or I made, Space Invaders and just moved them back and forth and let them... It was very difficult to watch where they were moving the joystick.
I saw these awesome posters today. There's a guy who does... I was looking him up because he's the artist guest of honor at the convention I'm going to. But he does... these like a bunch of things. One of his things is like these old school propaganda posters, but they're for as if they're in the world of 80s video games. So he has one where the top is like a space invader coming down.
Yeah, I saw.
And then it says stop the invasion now before it begins. Enlist in the laser cannon artillery. And it's like a 1930s World War II poster.
Oh, we should get that. Can you buy one?
That one wasn't for sale. There's some other pretty good ones too. There's like a Pac-Man one. He does. He just doesn't have one for that one that I could find. But I'm going to meet him, so I will just ask him then.
I searched it.
Maybe you could just draw a new one for us.
That's fun.
Defeat the beast. Keep on jumping.
That's awesome. That's cool.
I just thought of a time where I realized that my dad just wanted to save money and had me use and make something out of cardboard for my Halloween costume.
That's another tale of Keith fends for himself.
Well, my dad helped me, but the costume we ended up going with was something he just thought was hilarious and wanted me to be, I realize now. And it was Mr. Balloonhead.
That's right.
Yeah,
and he just put a balloon on top of like a hat. And you make a little neck out of a cardboard ring, and you put a coat over yourself, so you walk around and you have a balloon for a head, and that's all it is.
How aggravating.
Such a good story.
He had Brian, well, maybe just Brian wanted to be, he wanted to be a baseball card.
He drew a catcher
on the front and put the stats on the back.
I think that's got some potential.
Yeah.
My family had like a hand-me-down ghost costume. You know, like, I have two sisters. Yes. But we had, like specific eye holes cut into it. And we have a family video somewhere. And I think it's just my sister Amy very, very upset that she had to wear the ghost costume. And it's just her as a really sad ghost. It's very funny to watch in retrospect.
Well, there's a whole new trend of, humiliating your baby. With a silly costume.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel like this is a trend only gotten more popular in the past decade.
I mean, it's yours. This is the only time you can. I've talked about this before. It's yours to dress up how you want. It's your living doll.
My nephew is Yoda, and it's awesome.
Well, see, that's
great. Oh, really?
I saw a picture on the internet of someone dressed their baby as a taco.
Awesome.
And that's brilliant. But I mean, that's not cool.
Oh, I see the taco baby. Castelli found it.
You should dress the baby as an old man.
Wait, is there a photo of Cassius Yoda?
Yeah. I can find it.
I want to see that. That's awesome.
Hot dog. There's a bunny.
Can you do old man baby?
I don't even see any of those.
Oh no, there's a Hitler baby. That's terrible. That one's kind of embarrassing. Well, this is what I mean. You could totally do the worst thing with your child.
There's a baby who's waitress.
I think you should be
traffic light.
I think if you have to deal with the burn of a baby, you should be able to sort of dress up the baby to look like a fool sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they're nothing but a pain.
And they're only going to insult you when they get older, so then you have this as ammo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Did I talk about my line of baby clothes I wanted to do? It's just really offensive baby clothes.
Oh, no.
Like, not offensive. It would just be like, it'd be like if your baby was just really
cool.
Fuck
you and fuck your dad.
You know, it's just like a baby. What I wanted to be is like the cover of like the website or whatever it would be that sells it. Just a baby wearing sunglasses and he has a black shirt and just says in block letters "fuck" across it.
I imagined you had like a baby in blackface or something.
Oh no! It's not like it's not racist. It's just like your baby doesn't care. Like your baby's
baby
way
don't
cool.
Give no fuck.
Yeah, baby don't give no.
So just like, can you imagine walking down the street and there's just a baby with a shirt that says "fuck" on it? Like, how do you react to that?
That'd be awesome. And then the high five the dad. Oh, this kid's a suicide bomber. Oh, that's a bad. That's in poor taste.
Cassie in the chat room, and she'll be thrilled that we're mentioning her on the podcast since she's been vying for it for a while. just showed a link of a baby lobster dinner costume.
Oh, I saw that.
It looks great. Right.
Yeah,
this baby lobster dinner.
So it's more than just the lobster.
I see the end of the tail
it's
of
in
the
like
lobster.
A bowl.
It's a lobster with a plate and greenery around it.
And lemons.
Yeah. A lot of lemons.
That's hilarious.
And a cup of butter, looks like.
Wait. Oh, God.
I don't think
that might be my nephew.
That's not your nephew.
My nephew had the exact same costume last year.
What, a lobster in an actual... The picture that Costello found is a lobster, a baby, dressed
in a,
like a bucket, like a pot.
Yeah, it's a lobster. Oh.
How humiliating.
Yeah, that's how the baby looked.
It doesn't know any better.
Can we all dress our babies to look like horrifying little demons, like when we all have babies?
Absolutely. I'm going
to
dress my
babies. We should all dress them like Batman.
Dude, I'm
going to make my baby look like you guys. That's what my baby's going for is
like
Halloween.
LP. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, what if,
that's probably because your wife had sex with LP, though.
What?
Lots of baby Batmans.
It wasn't meant to happen.
You could have your baby be a different superhero villain each year.
It won't be a baby for very long.
That's true. We don't have to time our child.
The child gets to make decisions.
Yeah, I'd say like age 4 tops, the child is already picking their own costume.
Yeah, I would say even sooner.
I mean, they're picking their own costume to the point that they can resist your subtle coercion. Like in Keith's balloon head costume.
That's very true. I had a friend whose son wanted to be Miss Piggy. That's all he wanted. And we had to convince him to be something from like Yo Gabba Gabba.
Interesting. Yeah. Yo Gabba Gabba is a great costume.
Miss Piggy is an
idea,
awesome boy costume.
It's just, I don't know, if my kid asked for it, I'd probably discourage it and try to encourage something else. It would be difficult.
That's great future blackmail, whoever was mentioning that, though.
Deal with.
That's what he wants in his heart.
Well, if that's what he really wants in his heart, then go ahead.
I hope all of our kids realize how cool it is when they're all dressed as Batman, though.
Yeah.
Just Batman is all I want now. I just want to make like a Muppet Baby style show where it's just a bunch of different baby Batman.
Man, we could take all our babies over for play dates and have like 9 Batman rolling around in the play
every time. Like Batman Wednesdays. And that's just what.
That would be the most popular web show ever. Baby Batman Wednesdays.
Can their nemesis just be Cat? It's just a cat?
Yeah, it's just
like
a cat they enjoy playing with, but they abuse because they're children and they don't know how to deal with cats.
If it was cats and baby Batman, millions of hits.
Well, see, the children are still playing. They're still having fun. And they all love Batman.
Oh, this is a great outfit. This guy has a... It's a like a it's a strap on, like, you know how you'd have like a baby in like a little harness in your front.
Yeah,
it's like that. Only the baby is in an alien from the movie Aliens.
Oh, I would totally do that.
So, and it's bursting out of this dude's chest.
I would totally do
what it looks like.
That's awesome.
I'll put it in the thing right now.
Or the thing.
In a human?
Oh God, that's so funny. That's a double costume.
The only thing that I don't like about that costume is like that's your costume, so you have to like get drunk with your baby on your chest.
Dude, I don't think they get
beer all over that.
I think they might just not get drunk as often as we do.
Dude,
I think when you get to that point, you just stop drinking as much because you just got
you got a baby.
Forget you have that baby.
Yeah, but it's a baby chest burster.
Even if someone spot you, someone just
sure, I agree.
Would the wife be Ripley then?
I guess.
They're at some kind of event.
I'm sure they're not drinking at a bar. I'm sure
they would immediately win the contest.
I'm sure you're.
LP, would you not give that dude?
I tell him to get the fuck out with that baby. Like, dude, don't make a baby in here. What's wrong with you?
Strapped to the front of your chest.
Can you
like
imagine
you're gonna get away
if
with
I
it?
Accidentally spilled those 20 shots on the baby?
Oh. You'd be having a great time.
We'd have to call baby Batman. You better pray. It's fucking Wednesday.
No, man. If we had that web show, we could just stage like crimes babies would care about.
Yeah.
And then like
have wait. Let them crawl could, might I have a few examples of? Can I have some examples of what crimes
I mean,
babies
I assume,
care about?
Like their bottle has sand instead of milk. Oh, who did it?
Uh-oh, that's not a good idea.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
That's why baby Batman needs to solve that crime. If it wasn't a crime worth
Joker's
solving...
Joker's been putting sand in baby bottles, killing them.
I don't think the bottle would operate as well as...
I still think they'd be dumb enough to kill themselves somehow with it.
It wouldn't be able to lift it.
Babies find death wherever they can. Babies are determined to do dangerous things.
That's really
maybe they're just trying to live.
They're just trying to really live. You get it. Yeah. They're trying to end it before it begins.
Yeah. Oh no, baby Batman, somebody moved the playpen closer to the electrical outlets.
What's going to happen? I can't believe we're using our actual children.
That's why I'm wondering about the legality.
We could just get stunt children.
Yeah, we could just hire babies.
Hire stunt babies.
Kids say the darndest thing, hired babies. We can hire babies.
Make it happen.
We can't hire babies that easily, can we?
Bill Cosby hiring babies.
Our own babies.
I don't think cost is the issue.
No, dude. With the amount of hits you'd get from a recurring show where babies and cats do things dressed as superheroes.
How does the baby Batman costume look? Costello.
What, the baby Batman costume?
Yeah.
I didn't say there was one, did I?
There's gotta be a baby
Batman.
I'm sure
it's like the Adam West Batman.
I'm sure it's like the cartoon Batman.
Yeah, like,
there's actually several. It looks like there's some. This one's adorable.
Angry.
That's an adorable baby.
And
a lot of them, it's just like a potato. There's Robin. A lot of them are Batman. They're all, they mostly seem mobile. Most of the Batman costumes are mobile babies. There doesn't seem to be any.
Yeah, they'd have to be at the mobile stage to make some really good fodder for when you give them danger.
Yeah.
It's like, well, when they're like 0 to 3 months, they can't really do anything but lie there. And the fact that Batman would never do that. So. What's the point? I don't get where you're going.
I feel like that's the funniest time to dress up your kid as
Batman.
The
worst Batman.
Lazy, rolling around Batman.
Just imagine it, like, waking up 5 times in the middle of the night and just screaming, and you have to get up.
Alfred!
You have to get up and, like, burp it. You just think, like, God damn it, you were Batman 3 hours ago.
Get your shit together.
I would love to just watch that TV show, though. Baby Batman and his adventure, the adventures of Baby Batman.
I think every incarnation of this idea of having a baby Batman is good. Real life kids and with danger, animated series, whatever. I don't care what it is.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
Octavarius.com.
RJ. And Cassie, sorry. Excuse me.
Has anybody ever seen a baby golfer costume?
Alright, I'm on it.
Baby golfer? Baby,
how about like golfer. Baby Shakespeare?
Jesus Christ, hold on.
Of course there's a baby Shakespeare.
Why would there be a baby Shakespeare? Of course there's a baby. There is.
Oh, I love that.
How about that?
That's a baby.
Really, really cute.
That's a baby golfer.
How about
you send that to the chat room so I can see it on
the screen? I'll put it in the chat room. It's like, now I gotta look for baby Shakespeare. Bing, activate.
So golf's cool.
Nothing so far. No baby Shakespeare.
Golf is real
That's
cool.
Because baby golfer is the best.
Baby golfer is the best. They're probably not very good golfers, though.
No.
They're probably pretty terrible at golfing,
These
those
clubs
babies.
Aren't even made of any metal.
How could we help them learn some golf tips?
Just so happens, someone in this very room has a very popular blog.
Oh,
I hope that's true, and we've just never known it.
I think that means it's time for
Clown's Golf Tips blog.
Twang. Bring your focus in. Swing your hips to the right. Swing your hips to the left. Reach back to the sky. And then soar.
They're getting more and more abstract, I feel. That has been Clouds Golf Tips.
From the audio blog.
.org.
Organization.
.org. Hilarious.
Now we have to go buy cloudsgolftips.com so we can make that.
Can we just get cloudsgolftips.tumblr.com?
I want .org. Need to be...
All right. .tumblr.org.
.tumblr.org.
Folks, it looks like we're just about to run out of time here. But before you go, please, it's almost our Halloween show if you're listening live in the chat room on octavarius.com. So please get to that Halloween show. It's going to be a super amount of fun. I have lots and lots of prizes for you, especially those who come costumed. I can't wait to party with everybody costumed.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be rad.
Thanks, everybody who came last week. To the second and murder mystery show, The Curse of the Hindenburg Murders.
That was a great time.
It was super fun. Thank you, guys. I was very pleased it went so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to leave you, but not before we go through some of Nick Mikula's seven words of wisdom.
Riddle me this. Baby bat.
No.
This might be the most confusing thing.
Is that even audible?
Am I counting that? I feel like he's got two more.
He does.
I feel like that was his goal the whole time.
Get it?
All right.
This, Batman.
Wow. That has been Nick Mikula's Seven words of wisdom. That was so ambitious. Really, I'm shocked we still have batteries in the Big Mouth Billy Bass, you know, by the way.
Who knew that worked still? I couldn't believe
Nick
it.
Nick doesn't think it through. If it was nothing in there, he'd probably do a tumble and then start laughing and then say two random words. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, good.
That was so unexpected.
Wow. What a weird note to end on, but we're going to do it. Follow us all the time at facebook.com/Octavarius and twitter.com/Octavarius. And with that being said, we're out of here. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
So run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
Costume, I looked up, baby costume, baby, and then comma, piece of shit, and I got some poor...